Two advocacy groups will today address the United Nations to accuse Australia of failing to protect abused and orphaned children and people with disabilities. They'll meet with the UN Committee Against Torture in Geneva, which is currently reviewing Australia's record along with the record of 155 other countries. The committee will hear some horrific details of children who are exploited and abused in institutions run by governments, churches and charities. Disability groups, meanwhile, will detail Australia's forced sterilisation practice of the past. Our international editor, Linda Lopresti, reports.
Australia signed the UN Convention Against Torture in 1985, and that means it also signed up to regular examinations of its record before a UN committee. That's what the UN is doing this week, hearing submissions from the Australian government and advocacy groups accusing Australia of torture against children and people with disabilities. Leonie Sheedy is the chief executive of the Care Leavers Australia Network, which represents survivors of child abuse. She is also a survivor. She spent 13 years in St Catherine's Girls Orphanage in Geelong, where she was abused and tortured.
I'm one of seven Sheedy children, and we went to a total of 26 Victorian institutions, and that doesn't count all the holiday hosts that we were farmed out to. And we were used sexually there, sometimes by the adults and sometimes by those holiday host children. Australia certainly didn't care about children in orphanages, and they haven't cared about us in the intervening years. We've been left to live with the legacy of our childhoods without any proper government support or true acknowledgement and respect for our childhoods. This country is obsessed with the First World War veterans. I wish the same level of respect was given to children who grew up without their parents, who had no one to turn to.
It's estimated that up to 500,000 Australian children were in care in institutions run by churches and the state in the 20th century. Today, Leonie Sheedy will address the UN Committee Against Torture to describe the horrific history of children being tortured and abused in those institutions. And she'll accuse Australia of violating its UN obligations by failing to protect these children.
Australian children suffered terrible torture. They were made to eat their own vomit. They worked as slaves in laundries and on farms and in orphanages. They had their names changed. The beatings, the cruelty, the torture, the isolation, it's affected their whole lives, and it's left a terribly sad legacy. And we want the United Nations to make a recommendation that our country sets up a reparation fund and addresses the inequities that we have lived with all our lives.
The UN Committee Against Torture will today also hear from the advocacy group People with Disability Australia. Its 52-page submission to the UN details legislative failure in Australia, which it says makes forms of torture legal. Therese Sands is the group's co-chief executive officer.
The key thing about our submission is to try and really expose particular practices and situations that people with disability experience that may not generally be considered within the framework of the Convention Against Torture. So what I'm talking about is practices such as forced sterilisation, which is part of our law in Australia, indefinite detention of people with disability and the overrepresentation of people with disability in prisons, the significance of violence, exploitation and abuse, involuntary treatment in mental health facilities, so-called behaviour modification or restrictive practices in schools for children with disability, as well as people in mental health facilities and other disability facilities.
Currently, there's no law in Australia which prohibits the forced sterilisation of children, although legislation varies from state to state. The UN will hear that 47 applications to sterilise people with disabilities were approved by tribunals or courts over the past 10 years in Australia, excluding the ACT in Victoria. The ACT recorded 12 sterilisations in the 21 years to 2013, while Victoria had 102 applications to sterilise people with disabilities in 6.5 years. But it didn't keep data on how many were approved, how many were dismissed, and how many were withdrawn.
What our submission is trying to do is to expose how these practices actually fit within the torture framework, to ensure that not only the Australian government, but the committee, the UN committee, also sees how the Convention Against Torture applies to people with disability. And in that case, then obviously there's a whole range of recommendations around ratifying the optional protocol to the Convention Against Torture, and to ensure that part of Australia's response is that they begin to consult with people with disability through their representative and advocacy organisations to review the context in which people with disability experience torture, cruel, inhuman or degrading treatment, and look at measures to address that.
The submissions may be different in detail, but the message from both advocacy groups, People with Disability Australia and the Care Leavers Australia Network, is the same. Australia has failed to protect vulnerable children and people with disabilities, and they've been subjected to torturous practices. Leonie Sheedy from Survivors of Child Abuse Group, CLAN.
I hope that the United Nations Committee Against Torture issues a direction to our nation that they must redress to victims of degrading and humiliating treatment. I hope the UN directs this country to show their moral compass and address the inequities around this country.
The UN Committee Against Torture will release its findings on Australia at the end of the month.